this question is for Cindy and Mark. Mark, the BC softwood lumber industry is essential to the economy of this province and riding. It is a fundamental part of our identity and heritage as British Columbians. If elected, how would you help our forestry industry here in BC? Yes, go ahead. Ladies, second.
I would.
In this case, the same scenario applies as we see in oil, where we're exporting a raw material, products are made outside. What has happened to logs for a long time, they've been exported to the US, they are being exported to China. They're loaded on ships at the coast. By the time they arrive in China, they're processed into dimensional lumber. The ones that go to the US, across the border, same thing. Transformed to dimensional lumber, and we buy it back. That is not an approach to trade, and take it from someone who's been in trade for years. If you want to create jobs in your own country, you don't export raw materials, you make the stuff with it that you can make with it. Look at Sweden, the largest exporter of wood in Europe. Not a single log goes out of that country. It's all chopped up nicely dimensional, even in the form of IKEA sometimes. Anyway, but the thing is that it's just, if you can do something with it in your country, do it. And that is where province, government, the federal government, and the business need to sit together to get this accomplished, because it cannot go on like this. It's the forestry workers that suffer. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the forestry industry is very, very important to our communities, and particularly to rural British Columbia, and it's hurting really badly right now for many reasons. It's a complex reason, no easy solution. Dealing specifically with the softwood agreement, we have negotiators at the table, the caliber of Chrystia Freeland and Jim Carr. It's a complex and difficult negotiation with a change of government in the U.S. in 2017. I am glad that we have people of that caliber at the table. What can the federal government and an MP do to help the current crisis, which is related to problems with the availability of fiber for many reasons? We need a strong advocate who understands the forestry industry, who has the ability to advocate for support for the communities. I should say that the Liberal government put in almost $900 million into forestry communities to help with the problems created by the softwood lumber agreement. But we need more to help with the communities right now that are suffering the downturn. And I would be a strong advocate there. I have been doing my homework. Terry Lake, the Liberal candidate for Kamloops, and I met with Interfor and listened to their concerns. That's the type of work I would do on the ground in order to make sure that we are getting action here locally. Thank you.